We'll begin with something that we hope is ending, and this was the whole FEMA and snow request for help, and that was denied. How is Kokomo dealing with that situation?
Well, obviously we would have preferred that we had some assistance from FEMA, but having dealt with this now for the third time in less than a year for different storm-related issues we had, we've come to just not expect it and hope that we get it, but any assistance, but we'll just have to work around it and persevere, and that's what we'll do. So it'll obviously cause us some shifting in budget priorities, but we'll make it through.
What do you see being maybe the primary cuts coming from in the budget?
Well, usually it's some of the things that are, we try to be proactive and work on, we've been working our way through our parks the last 3 or 4 years and then replacing playground equipment and trail extensions and those things. Sometimes it may be delaying purchases of maybe if we're buying a dump truck or two, and so we'll just have to really evaluate each large purchase. And anytime if we have any retirements or people that leave the city government, really make strongly consider delaying the hiring and things like that. But it'll be a little bit of everything.
We're obviously now in springtime. I see the farmers market just started. I think the first one last week.
It was.
HGTV recently selected Kokomo as a showcase site. I just kind of came across that. How does something like that happen?
Yeah, I'm not sure how it all started. Part of it was with the one of our vendors who supplies the flower baskets, our hanging baskets, which are some of the nicest that you'll see anywhere in the Midwest or in the country. So I think they may have wanted to showcase what the work that they've done. But it also is because it's a unique public-private partnership. Volunteers do the, they make the plans, they plant the bulbs in the baskets. That's already taken place. So we have groups of volunteers from some of the high schools and not-for-profits, church organizations and such that do the voluntary plantings. And then they remain out at the greenhouse, and then the city of Kokomo will actually hang the baskets throughout the city, and then we'll do the maintenance of those. So I think the unique partnership, as well as just the quality of the flowers themselves, have given them a reason to show interest in it.
April is known as Volunteerism Month. And how much does, and you mentioned that with some of the plantings, how much does Kokomo rely on volunteers?
Pretty extensively, and it's been actually on the upswing. Each year we get a little larger in the group of volunteers. So we have at our intersections downtown, we have at our four-way intersections, we have a lot of pedestrian areas and the handicap ramps that have planning areas. Those are paid for by each one, has a different sponsor. So we have a small sign that will tell which group or person or business is paying for the plantings there. And then we have a group of volunteers, our master gardeners, and some of the other businesses. They recruit businesses to go out and do those corner or those intersection improvements. And then again, it's between the master gardeners and the city of Kokomo, just our summer watering crews. We try to maintain those, and it's paid a lot of benefits in the last few years.
Tuesday was Earth Day, and are there any new agenda items for the city in trying to stay green?
Well, we're doing a few things. Obviously, we're proud of our public transportation system to encourage in the bike lanes, all those things, those alternative means of transportation, trail extensions to get people out of their cars and having the ability to look at other means of transportation. We've announced it, and we'll be implementing our recycling program. We really want to do curbside recycling. We wanted it in place this spring. It's going to be sometime in late summer, early fall before it's up and running. We're relying on a private business to do the sorting. They've had to make some substantial investment, private investment, to make sure that happens, but that's in the process, taking a little longer than we would have liked. So curbside recycling is the next step here. Which we're proud to say there's no charge to it. It will be part of your city services. And of course, we're continuing. The last few years, we've really went on a kind of a tree planting frenzy throughout the community, and so we're doing that as well. We have, I think, I was just told yesterday, we have another 150 or so more trees coming in here in the next week or so to be delivered and be planted throughout our parks and our and throughout the city and thoroughfares, things like that.
How would you say that the residents of Kokomo perceive the city maintaining that green environmental, you know, standard?
I think you know, obviously, you know, you have 58,000 people, you're going to have a varying degrees of opinions. But in general, I think most people embrace it and support it. You know, if you've invested here, whether it be in a home or a business, I think you want to be in nice surroundings. And so I don't hear much about it on the negative side. And when things look nice, I do get the compliments from time to time. And I think our city crews do a great job of maintaining and keeping up on those things.
Every now and then I come across that you have a mayor's night out, I believe, downtown, and that's an opportunity for residents to come up and talk to you.
Yeah.
What are some of those things that are on the top of residents' minds?
Well, we do this on a quarterly basis, four times a year. So every quarter we do sometimes a mayor's night in where it's at City Hall. And a lot of times, most of the time we do a mayor's night out, and we do it throughout the city. Sometimes it's out at one of the more suburban fire stations, or it could be in a park. This last one we had was at a downtown restaurant, and it kind of gives people a chance to maybe see a newer business, showcase it, as well as come and meet myself and any of the department heads. And it's a very informal process. It's not necessarily what I would call a public meeting. It's a chance to have the police chief, fire chief, park superintendent, all those groups, and individuals, department heads together. And people just informally, you know, who do I need to talk to about you know, trash services, or who do I need to talk to about limbs? And it can be a varying degrees, or it's varying degrees of topics, but it's really in an informal situation where they can get to know the people that are actually running the day-to-day operations of the city.
I was just came across this article from the Indianapolis Business News about Kokomo saying, like Indy, trying to sway suburbanites to move in. What's that like to be compared to Indianapolis?
Well, in a good way, that's it's always nice. It's really national demographics that are driving this. And the information's there for any mayor or any city or county that wants to research it. Millennials and the retiring baby boomers are both overwhelmingly, obviously not all, but a vast majority of those two demographics are really desiring the urban lifestyle. And it doesn't have to be, as I tell people in Kokomo, not everyone is going to have the chance to live in New York City or in San Francisco or you know, on the beaches of Miami. So what you can do in you know, it's going to be in fact statistics show it will be mid-sized cities that will grow in the next decade or two, and that's where a lot of our growth is going to take place. And so we need to capture that the best way we can, and that's really creating that you know, safe, beautiful, compact, dense urban environment, and that's what we're trying to do. So that's really part of our strategic plan. Kokomo has a lot of jobs, different than, you know, which is different than a lot of communities. We just need to make sure that people that have those jobs want to live here as well and be in Kokomo. So that's what we're trying to create, and we've incrementally had some success doing that.
It's interesting how the article kind of pits Carmel in between Indianapolis and Kokomo. Does your location help in creating this urban development too?
I think so. Part of it, as we've all seen, the growth in the Indianapolis metropolitan area has been predominantly, obviously not exclusively, but been predominantly on the north side of Indianapolis in the Hamilton County area. You know, some of the big investments that have been made down there, they're in close proximity to Kokomo. I'm, you know, 30 minutes or 40 minutes away from those amenities and from those areas. But and you know, we can all, you know, I can, from most places in Kokomo, you can make it to the center of downtown Indianapolis in somewhere between an hour and 1 hour and 15 minutes. So the fact that we're close to that major metropolitan area, we can create that kind of a micro metropolitan area as well. And that's, you know, if you're within that hour or so from that. So that's what we're trying to create, a nice alternative, a more affordable place to live, but also fairly easy access to major amenities.
And speaking of major amenities, I just read too where the YMCA plans are sort of being finalized. Is that true?
Yes, we're very close. You know, we're building a downtown parking garage and a housing project catty corner from City Hall, and then just to the north of City Hall, across the street from that, will be the new YMCA. It's a estimated, I don't have the hard numbers, but about a $16 million project. They've raised right around $10 million so far, and they have not even broken ground. That will take place sometime in the late summer, early fall. And so, yeah, it's moving and moving very quickly, and hopefully we'll break ground here in the late summer. And after the completion of the garage, we're doing the staging on that property for the parking garage. So once the construction crews kind of tidy up or condense a little bit, we'll be able to begin that process as well.
Was there any input from residents on the new YMCA?
Yeah, you know, it had been studied for years. I mean, probably the better part of a decade, so probably 6 or 7 years. They've not just the Y members, you know, they've done public surveys. What amenities do we want to keep? What ones should we improve upon? And we have a nice YMCA now, but the building itself is over 100 years old. It was built when YMCAs were more, served a more of a transient, community and people that were new to towns and maybe those kind of places, as opposed to having some of the amenities, you know, walking tracks and some of the larger exercise rooms and things like that. So that's really what we're looking for in the new YMCA, some of those more modern amenities.
Any other announcements or anything else coming to Kokomo?
You know, I always joke around and say that we have quite a few things up our sleeve, and I don't tend not to talk about those until the ink's dry. But yeah, we do have a couple things we're working on, and hopefully here within the next month, we'll talk about some of those. And they're both private employment investments that we think are going to happen. And then we have some nice announcements with parks and cultural and amenities that we think will only improve some of the things we're doing.
I think we did have one response from Twitter from Matt Hicks. Any stats showing that the new 31 is hurting Kokomo economy? I think also that's being written in a sarcastic sense, but it's hard to tell. I'll go ahead and let you.
That's the concern comment. That's always the concern of trying to look too much into written texts and tweets and things. To answer this specific question, no, I know of no formal information that suggests that we're losing any business here from the addition of the new bypass. Now, with that being said, I have talked to quite a few local businesses that are that are out on the new highway, and the ones I've talked to have not seen any change in their business. They're second or third hand. I did hear that maybe one of the hotels seems to think that they're getting a little less people stopping by and dropping in, but there's been a slight decrease. But that did not come directly from the manager of the hotel. That was someone else who told me they heard it from them. So it's obviously not enough that they've contacted us or anything. But the original study showed years ago that 80% of the volume of automobiles on the US 31, the old 31. Were local residents or people using it for local reasons. Maybe people from adjoining counties coming to work or shop or for services, and people in the community here in Kokomo having to access to go to the mall or wherever it may be. So it's, our estimates are it's probably 20% of the volume, and predominantly the heavy trucks. And I would just guessing that gut feeling, I would guess that they're not, those heavy trucks were probably not stopping at businesses on a regular basis. So that's no panicking at this point.